Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. No one to watch and sound the feeling under. Gotta keep my face alive. Sound the
Shaitan Rajim. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbilayt Min. Rahman Rahim. Maliki Yomidin. Iyaka Nabudi Yaka Nasta'in. Edene Sirat al-Mustaqim. Sirat al-Ladina Anto Alayhim. Glory may do be Alayhim Waladoni. I mean, we seek protection with Allah from Satan, the rejected enemy, with the name of God, Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship and thy aid we seek. We're asking Allah to continue always showing us this great way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favor on. We're here tonight on this broadcast radio station calling people back to the oneness of God that is the creator of this creation that they have taken from the human family, and because they have placed God with an artificial God, one that dies, one that come back, one that's hanging on the cross. We had to come out here in the name of the Creator, whose proper name is Allah, and address this issue. This is a serious issue. Holy God of this man. I am Brother Abdul Akbar. I'm one of your co-workers here, along with Dai Akbar, and we have Suja Muhammad, also Quran Muhammad, coming out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We're here tonight, 6 days a week, calling people back to the oneness of God. So one of the things we want to get out the way, we want to open up with a prayer. And this prayer is called the opening. It's called Al-Fatiha. It means to open. We want to open up this, that we get to have discussion. First, we will say it in the Arabic language. Then we will say it in the English translation. Humalay Shaitan Rajin. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah, we delight me in the rock man, the rockin' maliki on we deem. Iyaka nabu yaka nasa'in. Adini sirato mustaqim. Sirato ladina anto alayhim. Glory may do be alayhim. Waladoni. We seek protection with Allah from Satan, the rejected enemy, the outcast, with the name of God, most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Be alone to be worshiped with thy aid we seek. Allah, please continue always showing us this great way, the way of those who thou hast bestowed thy favor on, and not of those who wrath has brought down. and not a dog who goes astray. Amen. Allah, we only bear witness and we testify there's no God but Allah. And we only bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, Ibn Abdullah, who is the seer of the prophets, he is the one who lived and he never died. He is the one who created the human being to test the human being. He's the one who made this earth to test us all on. And there's nothing in this creation that we can call God. God is bigger than anything that we can imagine. Anything that we can imagine that God is, he's bigger than that. So we here tonight calling people again back to the oneness of God. This was all the prophets did. This was all the messengers. This was all the people had to do. This is one of the things that Satan decided to do, to put people against each other by using color, by using symbolism, lies, weak ideas, and wrong thinking. Satan decided to do that. God said to us that we must know the truth. And say, if we know the truth, then the truth will set us free. And we want to be free from Satan. Satan is our open enemy. He's not no friend. And we all should be working to remove Satan out of the world where we can have a good world to live in. Because long as Satan is allowed to do whatever he does, we will never have a decent, a good world to live in. It will be always confusion. So we said most of the confusion coming by making God an image and holding it up and say, God look like this. God look like this. Look like that. We say no one has ever seen God. The Bible says if you see God, you probably will be dead. So nobody has seen God. We said, so we are told to worship God in spirit and truth. And yeah, and when you worship God in spirit and truth, it don't matter what color you are. So we thank Allah for blessing us to be here tonight, fighting in the cause of bringing the oneness of God back to the human family so we can all live in this world together. Satan have almost destroyed this world with all this suggestion. Dog is your best friend. A whole lot of more suggestion. Doing your own thing. You your own man. All these suggestions come from Satan, and they come to Satan to hold the people down and make them unworthy of the great reward that the Creator wants to give the human being. So we here tonight, and we hope that what we have to say tonight be some benefit for the world, and you have to make the decision on that yourself. So we here tonight. So we got another person in the queue. We want to bring him up tonight. We hope that he's feeling better, and we want to hear from him and see what he has to say. We're not going to try to hold him if he don't feel well. He didn't feel well today, but maybe he feel well by the time he leave here, and we hope he feel a lot better tomorrow. Talking about our brother, Sujah Muhammad, one of the co-host workers here. Brother Sujah, Assalamu Alaikum. Assalamu Alaikum, Brother Sujah. All Sister Corona. Assalamu Alaikum.
Assalamu Alaikum.
Well, guys, I didn't brought you up gonna get off early. I don't know what you think. How you feeling? You feeling better now?
Yeah, I feel a bit. You know, I'm okay. I'm okay.
Okay, I'm feeling well. You got it, brother. Okay.
Okay, now. I udublehi mona shaitan rajim with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. We also testify and we also bear witness that there's only one creator, there's only one God. And we also testify and bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessings be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet, the last prophet, the messenger of Allah, he's God's servant. Brothers and sisters, we like to give everyone the greeting of peace, of Islam alaikum.
I'd
like to read from, alhamdulillah, I'd like to read something from the Holy Quran, our book of guidance. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. Surah 41, starting at Ayat 33. Who is better than speech than one who calls men to Allah, work righteousness, and say, I am of those who bow in Islam. Nor can goodness and evil be equal. Repel evil with what is better. Then will he between whom and thee was hatred become as it was thy friend and intimate. And no one will be granted such goodness except those who exercise patience and self-restraint. None but person of the greatest good fortune. And if at any time an excitement to discord is made to thee by the evil one, seek refuge in Allah. He is the one who hears and knows all things. Among his signs are the night and the day, and the sun and the moon. Adore not the sun and the moon, but adore Allah, who created them. If it is him ye wish to serve, but if the unbelievers are arrogant, no matter, for in the presence of thy Lord are those who celebrate his praises by night and by day. And they never flag, not feel themselves above it. And among his signs is this: thou seest the earth barren and desolate, but when we send down rain to it, it is stirred to life and yield increase. Truly, he who gives life to the dead earth can surely give life to men who are dead. For he has power over all things. Those who pervert the truth in our signs are not hidden from us. Which is better, he that is cast into the fire, or he that comes safe through on the day of judgment? do what ye will, verily he sees clearly all that ye do. Those who reject the message when it comes to them are not hidden from us. And indeed, it is a book of exalted power. No falsehood can approach it from before or behind it. It is sent down, excuse me, it is sent down by one full of wisdom, worthy of all praise. Nothing is said to thee that was not said to the messengers before thee, that thy Lord has at his command all forgiveness, as well as his most grievous penalty. Have we sent this as a Quran in a language other than Arabic? They would have said, why? Its verses explain in detail what? A book not in Arabic, and a messenger, an Arab? Say, it is a guide and a healing to those who believe. For those who believe not, there is a deafness in their ears, and it is blindness in their eyes. They are, as it were, being called from a place far distant. Sallallahu Kadeem, should Allah speak the mighty truth. Praises be to Allah for giving us
Allah right back.
Yes, sir.
Always.
Forgive us revelation. Forgive us, giving us revealed knowledge. You know, and letting us see. And keeping us from false worship. Keeping us from worshiping this beautiful creation. You know, it's when you look at the sun and the moon and the stars, you know, you see a whole lot of power. A whole lot of power. But know that they didn't create themselves. That there's a creator that created all these powerful things. Man himself is creation. Man cannot create a flea. He cannot create anything. He can make something out of something that's already here, but bringing
right.
something into existence from nothing?
Can't do it.
Man can't do that. All power of creation belongs to Allah. And that's what all the messengers of Allah bear witness to. That all power, all creation, everything that we see, feel, touch, is coming from the creator, the real creator, Allah. And that's the one we give worship to.
That's right.
If there was another creator and people giving worship to it, they are open to false worship.
That's right.
They are open to false worship. You worship something that don't deserve to be worshipped. You worship something that Allah put you over. Allah put us over the earth, the angels, everything that's in creation, over the jinn. He put us over these things.
Mm-hmm.
And for man to turn around and say that these things are gods, then we asking them to pick up the Quran, pick up the Book of Guidance, and read it and study it, so you too can know the truth. Like Jesus said, know ye the truth, and the truth will set you free. You know, so you want to be free like this creation, like the sun, the moon, the stars, they are free. But all these things in creation is created by one. The reason we are so determined and so adamant and strong in what we are saying is because we see and understand the truth. And we mm-hmm. see and understand there's a lie out here.
Mm-hmm.
And when we compare it, we know it's a lie. When we do research with it, we know it's a lie.
Yeah.
And what's happening, brothers and sisters, we're in the time of judgment. And if you turn on television, these people that have been lying all this time, all of them is being exposed.
That's right.
All of them is being exposed. And they look bad, brothers and sisters. It's going to be a sad day for the disbeliever, for the unbeliever, for the rejecters of faith. It's going to be a sad day for them. Jesus is no God. Jesus is no witness to God. Jesus prayed to God.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked those that follow him to watch me while I pray.
No.
He prayed to God. So you won't have to make an independent decision without your leader.
Right.
Without that false God. You don't have to make an independent decision to pull yourself away from that lie and save you and save your family from a fire that is sure to come, that is sure reality.
Right.
Save your children. Save your wife. Your sisters, brothers, and mothers, and fathers from that fire. Tell them about this Holy Quran. Tell them about Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon him.
That's right.
Tell them about those messengers. Give them the truth. And if it's necessary, hold truth with falsehood. And Allah said, what would happen? It'll knock his brains out. If you hold truth as falsehood.
Right.
If you love your family, if you love the believers, then you got to stand up and speak the truth.
Thank you, baby, for the truth.
You see, and doing that, our leader, Imam Waridi Muhammad, said that's true love.
True love.
That's true love.
Yeah.
When you stand up and tell the truth, you know. And brothers and sisters, The people know the truth when they hear it.
Mm-hmm.
They know the truth when they hear it. You know, we got to bring it to them, you know, and we know it might hurt some of us. We know some of them going to argue. You know? But that same one arguing, it's many times this has happened. This has happened. Many times the hardest one, the one that swear that he never give up that lie that he got. Many times that one mind has changed and he become the best believer. Or she become the best believer. We said, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad and Rasulullah. You see? And it's a good thing. It's a good thing where our children, you know, need to read and study the Quran and try to memorize the Quran. I think that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing. You know, while their mind is still fresh.
That's right.
And just the idea, the parents is teaching them to memorize the Quran. They will see the value in it.
Yeah.
Because they believe in their parents, and they gonna do it. You see. And the most of the people that learn the revelation that was sent to Prophet Muhammad was younger people. And that was one of the ways they knew the true revelation. Because there were so many of them memorized the book. I mean, the revelation, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
They later on they put it into a book. They formed it into a book, but it was written down. It was written down on skin. You know, it was written down, and they memorized it. They read it and memorized it, and when they wanted to check on it. They got more than two or three people that was assigned to memorize it and check with them, and they were saying the same thing.
Mm.
All praises are due to Allah. Allah is God.
Allah. Oh, yeah.
Brothers and sisters, Allah said that he created this creation and allowed to have all these tall buildings and nice cars, fine cars and ships and things as a test for those that are wealthy. Allah said he created it as a test for them. Because, you know, sometimes I wonder, I said, well, why is it, you know, I'm worshiping Allah. I'm praying, I bear witness that there's only one God. I'm worshiping Allah. You know, why is it I don't have all these? All these beautiful things.
Mm-hmm.
The Quran say he gives those to people that is wealthy. He said he gives those type of things to them first as a test. And I say I see what Allah is saying. So some of us, you know, we have all these beautiful things, all kind of money and things. We see what's going on. We already, I ain't got to tell you this. We see what's going on to these, I'm talking about African-American people that got all this wealth and how they treating their children, the freedom that they're giving their children, and what they're doing and how they're living. And looking at the preachers, you know, how they done became into unbelief, you know, I was thinking about this guy named Swagger, you know, after he had gotten the truth, he was challenged with what he had by D-Dad. And he went out and got him a prostitute, a preacher.
Yeah, what?
A prostitute? Sure did.
And that happened in Louisiana, in Baton Rouge. Yeah. D-Dad.
Really?
D-Dad challenged him, and they had a big debate here in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. A Swagger, Jimmy Swagger, and D-Dad. Our brother D-Dad. And Jimmy Swagger got exposed because D-Dad had knowledge of the Bible and knowledge of the Quran and other books. And he was a lot of us had his mind sharp, and he can go to him anytime and go to any point that is made any time in his mind, you know. And he was too sharp for Jimmy Swagger. You know, Jimmy Swagger couldn't, you know, they lied to people out there that's ignorant. But he couldn't lie. He couldn't bring that same lie to D-Dad. Because D-Dad had the truth.
Right. Okay.
And he was able to show the peoples that this ain't nothing but an outright lie. And that's broke him down.
Wow.
That's broke him down. He went out there and got to drinking and saw one of them women out there. And that was the last thing.
Yep.
But he's back, and guess what? They finna expose him again.
Oh,
they finna expose him and T.D. Jakes.
Yeah. Okay.
They finna expose Jimmy Swagger, T.D. Jakes, again. And this guy named Shelton, he's the one on TV, being hollering at people and talking about he miracles. He can perform miracles and things like that, and asking the people for thousands and thousands of dollars and things. And he got exposed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that he was committing fraud and a whole lot of other things.
Wow.
And all his television program was shut down on him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So these people, Allah said, leave them alone. Let me handle them. Leave them alone. So let me handle them. I handle them. So leave them for me. I handle them. The big and powerful one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the big and powerful one is the one that got those dragons. Those big dragons. And you remember what the imam said, what a dragon is. The dragon is not one. A dragon power is not in the fire that he breathes. A dragon blow that fire.
Yeah.
And the imam, that's not his power. Yeah. So his power is in his tail. In the dragon's tail. And he said that the tail It's the community.
Mm-hmm.
It's a congregation. So that's what they use against you. You see, that's where his power is.
Okay.
You know, his power is in the ignorance. The people that don't know. This is the reason it's so important that they pick up a Quran. Because in our religion, you're free.
Right.
To study the book, to read the Quran. You see, so we are thankful. We are thankful to Allah for sending us Imam Wahid Muhammad. And he was one of the ones that asked us to open the book. We had the Quran, but like Muhammad said, put it on a high shelf.
Yes.
High shelf.
Yeah.
The highest one in your house.
Yeah,
and say, if when you carry it, hold it up above your waist.
Yeah.
And before you use it, you have to clean up before you use it.
Yeah.
So the army like Muhammad was getting us ready for the Holy Quran. And Imam Wahid Muhammad led us right straight to it and told us, take it off that shelf.
Uh-huh.
Alhamdulillah. And now we're free to read this book, study this book, starting from the beginning. In this book is guidance, sure, without doubt. You ain't got to have no doubt.
That's right.
Yeah. All you had to do is feel alive. And be upright. And Allah said that righteousness is when you help and you feed the needy and help the poor.
Yeah.
You see? And see, when we go out and teach this him book, then Allah said that he going to give you his blessing. You don't have to look for it from nobody else. Allah himself said that he's going to bless you. You know, and just because we don't have the big fine cars and the mansions and things like that, Allah know what they're doing.
That's right.
He said his special blessing is in heaven. So there's a blessing that's there that no eyes had never seen.
He is an under.
That's right. Praise be to Allah. So we're in good shape. We're in good shape. And like Imam Wahid Muhammad said, we can't turn around now.
Oh, too far gone.
Yeah, we too far gone. We can't turn around now.
Nope.
You know, let's hold on to what we got. We thank Allah. And we pray. That Allah bless us on how to bring this book to the people, bring these words to the people, bring this truth to the people, and we pray that Allah bless them with an ear to hear. We came to you in peace, and we're gonna leave you in peace. Of Islam and ain't come.
Is there anybody else would like to share this conversation tonight? We're gonna do match one. Come into the queue. We understand. Excuse me. We understand what we have to do, and not should be left up to a few. But whoever has the will to stand up and go out and go to Washington, wherever. We must go to do to make sure that the world hear what we have to say. That's the way we're going to change this world, with the help of Allah. Prophet Muhammad, may God peace and blessing be upon. He cleaned up Mecca. He cleaned up those areas around there. He had people loving each other, caring for each other again. And this truth do not get old. And it's good for everybody, good for every soul on this earth. But do a soul want this? Will they be doing themselves a great problem decide not to accept this El Islam? So that's what we're bringing. Remove the images. Let us get our children together and help them start their world off. I ain't talking about this children, that's all they doing, dance. That's all they doing on the internet. We talking about sending them a place where they can keep their spirit intact, where they can keep their morals somewhere under control. So this is what we need to need a senior citizen building. Our senior citizen.
Yeah.
Where they can make a garden. Where they can live out their last days in comfort.
Thank you.
We need that for our senior citizen.
Thank you. Sure do.
We need a vocabulary, apprentice school, carpenters, plumbers, welders, mechanics. These things a robot would never be able to do. Won't be able to, I don't think they would ever be doing them well anyway.
Yes, sir.
So we hope that, right, we need a vocation school where we can train our children to do the things they can make money out. They can have build and construct a big build. Teach them how to run a boat and ship. All this thing that we are behind in. And it's not our fault. But we can catch up with the world and show the world that that what it means to be person that worship God. They some of them don't act like they like people. They worship God. They act like they want to paint those people as the problem. Don't even know the people. But they want to paint them as the problem. So no matter when a good man stood up in this world, Satan always standing up to defeat the good man. He couldn't do it then. He can't do it now. So that's what we're saying. We're saying that trouble don't last always, and we got the cure for the trouble they have gave us. Not pointing to nobody in particular, but a man ain't gonna treat you right. He sure ain't gonna teach you right, and this has been the problem. I went into the store today, Lowe's. Man, some of my people, they're people. But I'm talking about the African American, male and female. Some are looking mighty rough. Mighty rough. But we know they want peace. We know they want peace. So we trying to get them to see the value in themselves. So we can all work together and get this world fixed where everybody will have a job. No one will be out of job. Everybody will be working. We would have the best of doctors. You know, we had 11 medical schools for doctors in America when we was just by still under Jim Crow. 11 months. So now we only have two. One in Tennessee and one here.
Right.
Integration, Morehouse School of Medicine. Have two facilities now out of 11. So they came and took those. They took them. We had them all them years. Paid for them. We sent out children to be doctors. They came back being the best doctor. But now they end up in some of the less hospitals, basically what Caucasians think, keeping them healthy. There's nothing wrong with that. That's okay. But to take 11 schools, take 9 schools from us, and we had 11 medical schools, and many, many more things we know about, and we know one thing that this world has been good at, and that was keeping the news from us, not letting us hear the truth. You know, there's a time we didn't know nothing about George Washington Carver and all the rest of them. Some they never made sure we know good people who helped build this country. They ain't gonna tell you about them. Great baseball players. Come from us. They don't want to even mention them. So all praise is due to Allah. So anybody else got anything they would like to share with us tonight, all you got to do is match one and we will cut your mic off, because we want to hear from everybody. I was out yesterday making an announcement about Bob Talk radio station, gave them the number and told them what time we'll be on. So, you know, people steady getting on slowly. But we want everybody to realize that you are welcome here. We are your brothers and sisters in this earth. We're Muslim. Meaning we are people that have surrendered and made our words or our action to submit our will to do the will of the one creator. So anybody that's got anything they'd like to share with us tonight, let's match one and come into the queue. Because all you got to do is match one. So. But I don't want to be trying to come in tonight. Brother Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Ud billahi min shaytani rajim. Bismillah rahmani rahim. Ashadu la ilaha illallah. Wa ashadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as always, we thank Allah for blessing us and having this opportunity to remember him in all that we do, and we hope that we do a whole lot. First of all, to save our own soul, and then those, inshallah, who Allah may have, like you were saying, be listening to how we are giving so much praise to the Creator of all that we see and we don't see, and pray that he will continue to keep his mercy upon us to be, inshallah, an example of how a human being is supposed to respond when he or she becomes aware of the reality that they have been created in and how to live this responsibility by establishing, which I admit, everybody's having a hard time to do, and that is to believe that there really is a creator. But we can't deny that all of the prophets, human beings who Allah has Christian and anointed them to be a model example in our reality, that this is real. So we thank Allah very much for that, and we know that whoever is outside of this queue, be you on your path of believing what the Creator has left for all of us to look behind us, to the left, to the right, and in front of us, that He is the Creator of all of this. And He has given us a communicative reality that lets us know that He is cherishing and nourishing, guiding, protecting all of us at one time, and it ain't no problem. He keeps the sun up. He keeps the moon going around. He keeps the other planets in their orbit. Allahu Akbar. So we pray that we will continue to follow the path, the straight way, the final way that the Creator has given us, the human family, as a favor, an opportunity to get rid of what we all are fully aware of, that there's something in this creation that hates us. And it's always Allah's permission, the Creator's permission, is able to also communicate with us and invite us to backwardness, going across the grain, unnecessary friction, and has indicated that He would love to take us to the fire, the highest level and backwardness with all this wonderful reality we have standing in front of us, and the victory that is waiting on us, a victory. Can you imagine coming into this reality that we are in, and somewhere when our Creator decides to let us know that we have another life to live after this one, explains to us what this life is all about, why it is this way, and everything that affects us. Can you imagine we down on this little planet so insignificant, we're really invisible to the human eye, but yet still we are aware of galaxies and galaxies beyond our imagination. Right here, and we sit down here with our feet on this ground, have all of that knowledge and awareness and the knowledge of who is the Creator of it. And we are on our new journey. And I have to say it with all honesty, those of us who say La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, which means that there I bear witness there is only one God, one Creator, by many names, but there's still only one, and He has left us a human example of what we were created to be and to go forward on in our development in the life of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whether anybody believe it or not. They don't have to accept it. But whatever is going to happen to the human family on an individual level or as a group is going to happen whether we believe it or not. But ain't it merciful that our Creator has communicated to us to let us know exactly what is going to happen? If you do this, if you do that, if you don't do this, if you don't do that, and He has given us thousands of years of proof that no one is God but Him. And if we fail to understand that and think that we are self-created and we are creators, et cetera, et cetera, then like Almighty God, Allah tell us in the last guidance for all of humanity, Al-Quran, that we are fools in our language, in a language we have come to know and understand and have definition of. So we pray that we are not those who are fools who think that they control something without his permission or his will involved, and that we are independent. And we pray that we are modeling this or this message of concern. And we thank Allah very much to whoever is listening. We are praying that you get the same opportunity that we got. And we pray that our opportunity continues to carry us to the victory. And that is to life after death of this reality, heaven, and all the many forms of communication that Almighty God Allah has let us share with each other, so that we can be happy with the reality that we have now. We have to come together by our own free will, which we have been explained that we have. And we know through history and through our everyday that we can do anything we wanted to, but we just had to be ready to accept the reward or the punishment for not doing what is best to please our Creator, and let us go forward on toward the victory, or toward heaven, or toward Jannah, or toward what we know we have in our own understanding that is waiting for us if we believe. Many of you already know the level of belief that you have. There's no doubt about it, because we're only lost if we forget that. We're only in a state of obstacle. We're only in a state of where we are lost is when we fail to accept praying for each other, obeying everything that Almighty God has told us in all the books that we know about and the ones that we don't know about. All the history that is hidden and all the history that is visible. Ain't it wonderful that even though there's some things that we don't even know, don't have no proof of it, but our Almighty God, Allah, has already revealed to us the hidden books, the evilness of things that the human being does when he or she listens to the whispers of the shaitan or their own soul that make them think that they're independent of their creation and the reality that we all are in. Thank Allah very much that on this message of concern, and there's many, many, many concerns. All the concerns to defend and protect ourselves from the whispers of the creature who hates us, and it's time to make us fail in our freedom to choose to do the right thing in the understanding language that we have, and pleasing the Creator of us all.
What?
No, I'm just saying I may be able to do something.
So we thank Allah much for that, and we just had that little bit to say. I just wanted to really was enjoying the peace of just listening to us do the work that Almighty God Allah gives us in conveying this message of concern, and being a model example of how we're growing every iota of a second toward what is right. And inshallah, you know, in God willing, we are forbidden to do wrong. And whoever is watching us, that you can learn by looking at something that to be lower than an animal, being treated lower than an animal, but now look at the dignity and the honor that we have now as a human being who has followed the guidance of the Creator. So we thank Allah much for that. And, back to you, Brother Akbar. As-salamu alaykum.
Look at the lamb. I'm to be alive. Excellent. Yeah, we all got a job. We never should be out of work like E. Ma'am said. And we all got something to contribute to this world that we're trying to get to come. Excuse me. This world we're trying to get to come into, come in, a good world that they've been taken away. We want that world to come in, for the sake of the world, for the sake of the next generations. And they got to start somewhere. We're like we told as men planting seeds now to grow olives. And some people they won't even see the fruit, the trees, the fruit from them trees that they're planting. But they're not planting for themselves; they're planting for their next generation. And that's what the generation here must do in order to keep a generation on the earth. They must plan and must work to make sure that their generation have a good start. And I think that the people that believe in that, they are here. And I believe that we just talking right now, but I believe that the tangible thing that we need will come into existence with the help of Allah. And we'll be seen. I don't think we're wasting our time. I think that our time has been messed up because of this world giving us an artificial lifestyle to try to hold on to. And now we see that lifestyle is not working. And we've been seeing the one working, but now we are angry at the one who's trying to give it that lifestyle and to show them that we are dissatisfied. We are taking the language of Scripture, and we are letting them know that we do not appreciate what they have done. We don't appreciate Satan. We don't appreciate him. We want Satan put out of the God, put away from the God. And all the snakes that he have made, we want them gone. And the only way we're going to do that, we got to work. Because it's like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad told Master Rod told Elijah, if you kill the devil, you're going to end up killing most of your people. Because they've been around the devil. And they like the devil. They like the devil because the devil gives them nothing. So that's the kind of people some of us got around us that we see every day. They see you and they get rocks in their jaws. Not because you done something to them, but what you represent. And we sometimes so quick to say, my people, our people. Yeah, we all God's people. We all belong to Allah. I go in the store, and the lady just greeted the man before me with so much kindness. And then when she get to me, she act like I done did something to her. She just, the whole environment, whole mood, the mood that she was in changed because I stepped up there.
Wow.
So that's what that image does. Now, image, no matter how much that image killed the whole family, they would love that image. I have took nothing from none of them. But they hate you because you stand for something and you look like them. That's what that image done did. Turn them inside out. So, that, you know, for me to say she's my people, she's not my people. She's God people. And she needs some help. So all praise are due to Allah. We're going to keep working. One person at a time. You know, one person at a time. The group said they coming in groves. I see every Friday there's some new faces coming into the masjid. Cajun. Arabs coming into the masjid. We got a... So they coming. And we got to be able to not only tell them how great Prophet Muhammad, what he did and what he said and what taqiyya means to us. We got to let them know that we all supposed to be working together and keeping and spending our money among each other. Long as that has been said or don't be said in the Jummah that's another Jummah. Where people that came there to get all drugged up, all high up, and then let back out with no substance, no spirit to come together and work together. And this is how Satan have divided and conquered us. People that don't work together, they got money and don't spend it with each other, they still divided and they still conquered. And that's not going to go away until the people who control the people who we listen to as supposed to be leaders and we listen to them and they're not stirring us in the best way, stirring us to the right direction to help each other. It's just like going to church. Get all spiritual. I'm talking about the whole, oh, he said to you, well, where is the substance in that? Huh? So that got to change. I done mentioned over and over again. I done mentioned it. I done said something about it. Even in the business meeting we have, you got to give the people a motivation speech, a talk, a cook, that bring us together. Huh? Bring us together where we can start building. That's one thing that happened in LaGrange, Georgia. I think that was one of the things they got. Every time I got up on the roster, I spoke about Prophet Muhammad, but the second half, I talked about open businesses. We got money. Why we can't open a bakery? Why put people to work? Huh? Why we can't open a convenience store? I said all that to them. They got mad. Huh? They got mad when I said that God ain't created no white man, black man. We, my skin ain't black. They got mad about that. And that day I see, ma'am, passed away, ma'am, of the master, Dan LaGrange. They came together and let us know what they thought about us. But anyway, that people do not want to work together, they are no better than an ant, according to scripture. If we don't want to work together, we are less. We got to have some of this earth that we can inherit, that we can call our own, that we control, that we give, that we have the authority over. If we ain't got that, we just spinning our wheels. We ain't going nowhere. Because everything looked like we had more things when we were just coming out of up on the Jim Crow. We had more love for each other. We had more business about ourselves with each other. We had more courtesy and being more kind to each other. And we as Muslims, we supposed to be the most kindest people in the world towards each other. There's supposed to be no big eyes, little U's, supposed to be us against and versus what we need to do as a people to survive in this society in 2024. So that's what we got to do. We got to come together and go to work. Talking is good for a while. It's just like eating Nana pudding. I love Nana pudding. You ma'am say he should love Nana pudding. And he eat that Nana pudding. Oh, it was so good. So he kept on eating it. And, oh, it's so good. He kept on eating it. So his senses told him to stop. Slow down eating it. He ignored and kept on eating it. And one day his sister told him, said no more. So he couldn't even put another bite in his mouth because he burned out his sister for banana pudding. Huh? So we talking and we should be find a way to get back together. The one ingredient Satan put in us is disloyalty and trust, no trust for each other. He have put in us that we should never trust each other because it's hard for us to come together. And then when we do try to trust each other, they always want to come in there and corrupt the trust. And then the rest of us say, I'm not going to support nobody that is an African American. That is a shame. So we got to fix that. So praise be to Allah. I'm going to bring Brother Sujah back up if he don't mind. Brother Sujah, Assalam alaikum.
Well, anyway,
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
You guys, my good brother.
Yes, sir. Alhamdulillah, brother. We thank Allah. We thank Allah for all of us. Mm-hmm. And we pray that Allah continue blessing us and giving us the strength and everything that we need in order to do this job.
Yeah. Yeah.
Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I bear witness and also testify that there's only one creator, there's only one God. And I bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet. And Satan is one that comes in and try to divide. Satan will accuse you of things, you know, that don't exist. Try to cause confusion. He'll bring up some things that you can't even imagine. He'll bring that up. And all the time he be playing on the people's ignorance. All the time he playing on the people's ignorance. I remember the imam said that he used to look at some of the peoples in the masjid and he said, I know that one right there. I know he's an infiltrator. And he said when he go home, he'd be thinking about different things, thinking about that person. He said it was an infiltrator. And said he came into the realization that he was just ignorant. He wasn't an infiltrator. He came to the understanding that this person is just ignorant. And that's the way it is sometimes. You know, we're ignorant. Or we've been influenced by the image. You know, and I can imagine the hell that they keep in the house. The house stay full of hell. And you got to constantly, all the time, try to make things clear and make things right, you know. So it's Satan done did a hell of a job. He done did a hell of a job to our people. And this right here is a job. You know, some people say, well, all you got to do is just talk. You just talking. It's more than just talking, brothers and sisters. You know, you got to stay stuck fast. You got to say a prayer to Allah and ask Allah to protect you and guide you. Like the prophet said, that he said, they accused me of magic and hoodoo and voodoo. They accused me of it. So it's a little bit more concentration and powerful than you think it is. You know. So you have to stay steadfast, confidence in Allah. Keep your confidence in Allah, that Allah is God, and know that what you're saying is correct, and that you hold in the right position, and that you are you're none of those things that they try to that Satan tried to put on you. You can't accept them. You can't accept them. You know, if you accept them, then it's gonna affect you some kind of way. But if you don't accept it, praise be, it's just like they say, Satan has no power on you unless you give it to him. You know, so those are the techniques that you've got to use, and most of it is having faith in Allah. You know, it's like Brother Akbar said, we have to have concern about our senior citizen. And when he was saying that, I was just thinking, you know, the senior citizen shouldn't have to worry about paying bills. Shouldn't have to worry about debt. A senior citizen should always have something to give to his children or give to his grandchildren. A senior citizen. We talking about establishing a place for senior citizens that is believing them and thanking them for all that they've done. That is of good. And being kind to them. Everybody that works in the place got to be kind. If you hear anything where somebody that's working there is causing abuse, you got to get rid of them right away. Without any hesitation. Right away. Because sometimes you have people that is mean and ugly. They know how to do things, and they put fear into a senior citizen where they're afraid to tell somebody else that's in authority about that person. Senior citizens shouldn't have to worry about nothing. We should strive hard as we can to create a heaven for them here on earth. We know it's not going to be like the heaven that Allah gives them, but we should strive hard to create a heaven for us for them here on earth. They shouldn't worry about food. They shouldn't worry about forgetting things. You know, we should be able to sit down and get all the information we can from that individual of privacy. We keep that private. So we know how to give that person anytime they in need or what they need. So you can get that those brothers and sisters trust. Anytime you see Satan, you knock Satan's brains out with the truth. So brothers and sisters, we are working right now. We're working hard to try to do some things, to try to get in a position where we can establish something for senior citizens. We're not just working for ourselves. But you got some Muslim, got that old falsehood type of thinking, and then you got some Muslim that is senior citizen is they made up their mind that they got to work for themselves, or if they don't work for themselves, they ain't gonna have nothing. And you got some senior citizens that are stressed out. They're stressed out, brothers and sisters. You know, when I was growing up, I was able to make friends. And anytime a person came over to our house, you know, we laughing and talking. We sitting out on the porch talking. We in the house drinking coffee and talking. And that's the way I am today. I learned that. I never did try to make enemies. I never did think that I was more than another brother. But I did always use the truth. You don't lie to me. You ain't gonna sit up and lie to me. I might not challenge you right away. I'm gonna figure out a way if you keep on lying. To let you know, I don't believe nothing you're saying. I don't take my hat off to people and try to honor them and put myself in a position of shirt. You know, I try not to do that. I try to use the term "all praises is due to Allah." I learned that in Chicago. All praises is due to Allah. Because you had a whole lot of leaders used to come there. You know, they used to come there to Chicago and reside there. And they found out that they couldn't make nobody worship them. And some of them leave. So, brothers and sisters, I'm saying all this to say that we got to learn how to live in peace. But we got to realize that your power is my power. If I kill you, I'm killing my power. And my power is your power. If you kill me, you're killing your own power. And things that we might talk with each other, we don't talk in front of the enemy that way. You learn that, come from your home, from family. I might criticize you on something that you might be doing, you know, when we together, but I ain't going to criticize you that in front of nobody. I'm not going to criticize you that way in front of nobody. I had a brother ask me, Shuja, do you believe you're a prophet? In front of a whole bunch of other brothers, you know. It was solid trying to expose me. Shuja, do you believe, you think you're a prophet? I told him, I said, no. I said, I tried to obey and follow the prophet. I said, what about you? He didn't say nothing yet. You got some people is got hate in them. They're just hateful. They can't get control over themselves. And to be a person that is kind and understanding, they can't get that type of control over themselves. They just hateful and evil. And you can't help them. Allah said that they are liars. So we had to realize that we got those type of people among us. And when you see them, don't be surprised. Allah already done told us about this type of person in the Quran. So when they get along with the other evil friends, they tell them, I was just jesting. I was just jiving. So if you see these type of individuals, don't be surprised. Let's get on God. And when they come among you, and you be discussing, you and the group be discussing things that are important, you know they gonna try to come in and try to divide. They come in and try to accuse you of something. And if you check their record, they ain't doing nothing. If you check what they are doing, they are not doing nothing. They're not contributing nothing. But they always gonna act like they are praying. So I'm just saying this here to openly expose them and let who all don't know that we have people like that among us. They don't have no love in their heart. They fake like they got love in their heart. But they are devil in their soul. And Allah said he has to fight for them. Allah said when they come face to face and see the fight, Allah said the angel is going to tell them, this is what you was denying. So alhamdulillah, we pray that Allah bless us to be strong. Bless us to do the necessary things that we need to do that will give us strength. And let's try to help the young people. And let's try to establish something for them. And establish something for the old, for the senior citizen. And don't go along with no program where you're milking the senior citizen. Because you won't be a part of it. We don't want to see our senior citizens broke, struggling. But alhamdulillah, you know, there is program that's set up that will allow them to be believers. There is program set up that allows them to give in charity. Program set up where you can help the needy and help the poor and free the slaves. There are programs that have been set up, you know, where a senior citizen can feel like that they are assisting and they are helping. So all praise is due to Allah. We pray that Allah bless all of us. We pray and ask Allah to forgive us for our sins and for our faults. And bless us to overcome those difficulties that before us. And bless our children. Bless them with success. Peace and blessings be upon our Prophet Muhammad forever. I mean, assalamu alaikum. Turn it back over to you, Brother Akbar.
Alhamdulillah, I thought you were going to get back. When we got back to move my name on minutes ago. So we want thank everybody for coming on tonight.
Right.
And we done made a difference. That being here that made a difference. We on the right course. We want to help this world. We want to see our young people come in and take advantage of this, take advantage of the best life that they can have in this world, on this human being. And we want them to enjoy themselves. We want them to respect the senior citizen. We like you said, we should have places where our senior citizens live. They don't have to worry about paying no bills. They don't worry about being put out those and other those things. And that take a lot of burden off them. And we have the proper people to watch after them. We have to have proper people to watch after them, to work in the restaurant, to work in the banks, to work in any our business. They must be clean and well behaved and well respect and talk well, speak nice to the people. We don't need
That's
nobody
right.
looking at the
right.
Person like they want to cut that person or beat that person. We want them to smile and let's greet that person like Allah said. Why would we greet somebody in peace and we got a unpeaceful face? You know, our face is not peaceful. Our meaning is not peaceful. So we all they got to be working together. And we're gonna get with each other in peace. And then, you know, they were saying about how some people greet each other when they're in the matches. Some greet each other like they ain't seen each other for years.
Yeah.
And some they're like they don't want to greet the person, say it so low and mean. So all that can be fixed. If we have the right book and the right example to fix all that, and once we come together, and really come together and realize that we is not only We should see no one else to vibe for ourselves. We should see that we are the best people for each other, no matter who they are. Like you said, we don't want to make enemies. We don't want to make friends. We want to be nice to everybody. And, you know, so we work for. And God willing, we're going to get everything that this world has to offer us to present to the world to make this world better. You may have once said that if a car start flying, we're going to be the one to make that car fly. Because the one that they have put down have earned the right to be the best producers in this world. We'll earn that right. So we can produce a car that might fly. The engine lasts for 100 million miles. We'll probably be able to do that when we start seeing our ability and when we left alone to use our ability. Because we know freedom is freedom. It's not just freedom, it's freedom. This dome on our head must be free. So freedom. And once we get to that point, in the West, we're going to see a new world come in.
That is what
can't keep dwelling on the past. Because I'm past it. But all is for the future, to be a brighter future. We got to still get rid of those things that caused us to be what we was in the past. We got to get rid of those things. They got to go. Racism got to go. Disrespect has got to go. You respect on Caucasian people. They can do things, and you try to do it. You bring in problems. Problems start coming. Somebody lets you know you can't do it, but they can do that. And that tells you, that make you think that you ain't free. You still free, but you don't have the same right as that person because he called himself a Caucasian person. He said to his people are better. So all praise and be to Allah. We winning, and all we got to do, Allah told us, we already don't want. Because long we keep saying, la ilaha illallah, Muhammad don't want to sue Allah, we already the one. There's no one that's better. Allah say we are the best raised up for mankind. Okay, Brother Sujo, how about closing us out, please, sir?
I sure will. I would like him and Shaitan Rajim with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, master of this day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy grace and mercy, not of those whom thy wrath has brought down, not those who go astray.
I mean. Thank you, Brother Muhammad Sharif. May Allah bless you and your family. And Sujo, we hope you get better. We're going to be checking on you, inshallah.
Thank you.